Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host Damon, and I'm very happy to welcome to the show Chie. Welcome, Chie.
Hello. Thank you for so much for having me, Damon. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you too.
So stoked.
So Chie, the first thing that we ask to each of our guests is, what has God been highlighting to you recently? So what's God been teaching you?
Oh my goodness, there's so much that God has just really highlighted me this season, like especially that he's just a promise keeper. He is a miracle worker and that he's for you. There's been a lot that's been going on in my life recently since like beginning of February. Mm. It's been just a crazy God story. And so if I could begin just telling the whole story of it all.
Yeah, we would love to hear your story. So,
okay. So,
keep going.
Well, this goes way back in since about 2017. Mm. So 2017, right when I joined Catalyst, the summer before the retreat that we had, God just told me once when I was in bed, he's all, I want you to go back to Hawaii. And I'm like, what? It didn't make sense to me because I just came from Hawaii.
Yeah, and I remember at that retreat that you had shared that you felt like God stirring that you to go back to Hawaii. And I felt like, wow, she had just started coming to Catalyst and now she's going to go back right away.
I know, it was crazy. And then so time has gone by. And I think the reason why the time has gone by because I was just waiting for him. Mm. I was like, give me a sign. Give me something. You know, what am I supposed to do? So I had no idea what I'm supposed to do, when I'm supposed to go, where exactly I'm supposed to go. And I didn't know. I'm the person that I'm a planner, and I need those kind of details. And so, yeah, I just waited for his prompting. And then through that waiting season, I was able to just get a lot of healing. Mm-hmm. I was in this healing journey, like emotionally and spiritually, just needed that. And so back in February of this year, I felt that God wanted me to take the first step. Mm. So there's a story in the Bible about Joshua and the Israelites, how Joshua was leading them into the promised land, right? Mm-hmm. And so God told Joseph to take the first step for the priests who are carrying the tabernacle to make the first step into the Jordan River, because that's what the barrier was, right? The Jordan River to go to the promised land. And they did, and then God just carried them through the rest, right? And so I was like, okay, God, I think you want me to make the first step, even though it was so scary, because I was in this comfortable season of just everything's great, everything's wonderful, and and then he wanted me to make the first step.
That seems like it's been a common theme for a lot of our recent guests, is taking that first step. And a lot of times that first step is always the hardest one, right? Especially kind of like in the story that you were sharing about, they see the Jordan River. It's this huge river. You know, when we think of rivers, we might think of something small, but the Jordan River is really actually a pretty big size river.
Okay.
And so they're looking at the river and saying, we got to cross that. And what are we going to do? And God is expecting them to take one step, and then God provided the way after that, right? And so I think that seems like it's been a common theme with a lot of our recent guests, is that they've been highlighting, sometimes when the Lord is leading, all we have to do is take that first step, and sometimes that first step is the hardest.
It is, yeah, totally.
And so, Chie, one of the things that I wanted to highlight about your story, too, is just, you know, the decision-making that you had to make in this season, because, you know, you just started working for the church, and you just started, you know, right at the beginning of the year, you came on as doing a lot of the admin stuff for children's ministry, and then you felt God leading you right in this season. So I wanted you to share a little bit about that decision-making process and about how you made some of these choices to now decide to move to Hawaii.
So it was really just lots of praying and just being guided by the Holy Spirit. And any decision that I've made, especially a big one like this, I wanted it to be aligned with the Lord. Mm. And so I was just like, you know, just asking, you know, for discernment from various people, you know, and I was also just discerning with the Lord, you know, figuring out like what to do. Mm-hmm. But I just sensed, I just had this like, this overwhelming sense that he wanted me to make the first move. Mm. And that's when I came across that devotional with Joseph in the Promised Land. And so I'm like, okay, I think I have to do this. Mm-hmm. I had to do it for the Lord. I want to be in alignment with his plans. And so I did. it was crazy because, yeah, I had just come on board at Children's Admin for Catalyst, and I was loving it. Mm-hmm. And I was loving my job in a good place, la-di-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden, it just like, oh, I think I'm supposed to go to Hawaii. And it was a scary, scary first step because mm-hmm. I didn't know what was going to happen. So what happened was that I needed like a big portion of my adventure was that, well, it was going to cost a lot to move. Mm-hmm. And so I had to ask my brother for a certain loan. Mm-hmm. And then he's a non-believer. And then long story short, he basically asked me why I'm going to go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And I told him. To a non-believer, I was like, God told me to go. And then he goes, oh, well, then you must go.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a miracle. Mm. Like, he's telling me, he's giving me permission. My older brother is giving me permission, and then he's backing up with a significant loan. Mm. And so I was just like, oh, my goodness, God, only you could do this. Only you could do this.
Yeah, and I remember the first time you came to staff meeting, and you just felt – It was awesome for me that bringing you on. And then I remember you sharing that you just felt like you were in the right place, mm-hmm. being a part of our staff and being a part of our church. And then now just a couple months later saying you felt like the Lord's prompting to go. I know a lot of people would be like, wait, I'm comfortable right now. What's going on? But I just wanted to honor your choice, Chie, because, you know, there's a lot of people that would be out there saying, I'm comfortable. Why am I going to go? Why am I going to step out? But you had to make this choice where it's, I'm going to follow the Lord or I'm going to stay comfortable. And you felt like I just need to follow the Lord. So I just wanted to honor your choice, Chie. I think it's pretty awesome. And I think I also wanted you to share a little bit because I feel like the Lord's been moving a lot in your family too. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, your story about your brother. But I think it would be cool for our listeners to hear the story about your mom. Can you share a little bit about the story about your mom?
Yeah.
And like the Christmas season?
Yeah. So my mom, she's also a non-believer. Mm-hmm. I mean, she knows and understands God. She went to middle school and high school Christian school in Japan. But the only reason why she went there was because so in Japan, you had to go to school Monday through Saturday. Mm-hmm. But in this Japanese school, this Christian Japanese school, you didn't. You only had to go Monday through Friday. But instead, you had to go to church. Mm-hmm. So she went to church on Sundays. So she said she, you know, enjoyed it because she got to see her friends. And it was just church, right? So mm-hmm. it was good. And then what happened this season in Christmas time was that there was a couple things that happened. And one of them was I invited her to this Christmas light show at Saddleback Church. Mm-hmm. And it was for free. And I was like, oh, Mom, it'll be exciting. It'll be fun. You know, you want to go. And she's all, sure. But the thing is, Damon, you have to understand, my mom does not like being asked to go to church functions. Mm. So I was just flabbergasted that she wanted to go. And so I was like, okay, let's go. And then we went. It was lovely. You know, they had like lights and stuff. It was really nice. And she's like, oh, I had a good time. You know, how much did it cost and stuff? And I'm like, oh, it's for free. And she was even more taken back because how generous the church was. Mm-hmm. And so that was one of them. And then also I had a couple days later, I invited her to a church service. Well, it was a performance. Mm-hmm. So at Saddleback Church, they have this performance where there's like dancers and there's singers and it's like a whole show, right? So I thought, oh, it'd be nice and exciting for her. And I just asked on Christmas Eve if she wanted to go on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. She's all, okay. And I'm like, that's it? She's not going to give me any kind of pushback. And so we went to service. And so like Catalyst, they have an opening. They had some just people worshiping and singing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I look over at her, right? She's on my left-hand side, and I look over, and then she's closing her eyes and swaying to the music. Mm. And I could just tell that something is going on here.
Yeah.
You know, she's not like just, you know, she doesn't have her eyes open. She's not staring at the wall. She's just really trying, I don't know, the presence of the Lord was trying to move in her. Mm. And I sensed that that's what was going on. And so I had to take a video of it, and I'll send you that video. Mm. I don't know if I sent it to you already, but I had to record it because I was like, this is not a figment of my imagination. So I was like, okay, I recorded it. And then, yeah. And then so what happened was that the performance of their service was the day before. Mm. So we missed it. So she had to listen to the pastor, you know, talking about, you know, Christmas and stuff and Jesus and the birth of Jesus. And her English is limited. Mm-hmm. She's not fluent in it. And so she was kind of lost at certain steps. So, but then afterwards I was like, oh, I'm sorry, Mom. You know, I didn't know. She's like, oh, it's okay. Like, I had fun. You know, it was good. And I'm like, wow. And she said she hadn't stepped into a church since she was like 17. Wow. And she's 74 now.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm sure for you that felt really good to see, like, her experience at church was a good one.
Yeah.
After being that long away from the church, and her first experience back was just something that was positive for her, and she had a good time and she enjoyed it and felt, it seems like she was embracing the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit was doing something in her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just see this like change in her heart. Mm-hmm. And the spirit of just like the fruit of the spirit, just like, you know, there's certain seeds that have been growing in her the last couple of years that I've been at Catalyst. And so just to see that transformation, you know, it's not like, oh, she's like a believer and she's saved. And da, 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 da. But I mean, it's there. I could see it happening, unfolding in front of me. And it's just amazing because, even going to Hawaii, I told her the real reason why. And she's like, okay, let's do it. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Wow. That, I mean, it's just so neat to hear stories of the way that the Lord is moving in your life and how God is calling you to this thing that it seems like he called you like years and years ago, but now it's finally time for him to follow through on that. And can you share a little bit about your job search and all that stuff that went into moving to Hawaii?
Yeah, so it's been a really, say the least, a miracle. Mm. So I work in the field with children with autism. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. I work with kids with autism. And so, but I wanted to get out of that, so I was branching away, so I was applying for other kind of jobs. And I didn't get the first one. And the second one was working with a company that I was going to be like kind of like a social work type of position. Mm-hmm. And usually after a interview, I feel really confident. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was a slam dunk. I got it. But after this one, I was just like, oh, this would be a really great position, but I don't think I'm going to get it. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks goes by and nothing. There's like crickets. And then on a Tuesday, right at the dot, they gave me a call. And they offered me the position.
Wow.
And it was a dream come true because it's like, it's a certain financial, I guess, aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And then that was going to be full-time with benefits because that's something that I lacked in before was my full-time benefits. And so it's just been a crazy journey. And then, so that's work. It was a miracle that I actually got it. And, you know, just going there, like, with my cat and dog. So I have a cat and dog. Mm-hmm. And it's been not easy. You know, it's been not difficult, but definitely not easy. It's been pretty stressful because there's no rabies in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. So the process to get there is a little bit more challenging, to say the least. Mm-hmm. So just having to do the paperwork and such. But during that challenging times, because it hasn't been easy breezy.
Yeah.
You know, there's been challenges and hiccups and roadblocks and such. And so I'm like, I needed to look towards the Lord. I needed to remember the promise that he gave me and that I'm stepping into what he's, what it's in alignment with his plan, and just forgetting the rest because I just get so overwhelmed and so anxious about everything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like, you know, kind of like you shared earlier, once you took that first step, the Lord has put in all of these pieces along the way to make that journey not necessarily easy, but it seems like his hand is on each step of the way. And it's neat for you to see, you know, your brother's response, your mom's response, and how it seems like he's moving in those areas too. Because I remember when I first came to Catalyst and I started asking some of my relatives, like, oh, should I go? And I was expecting them to say no. And then when they said yes, I was like, oh, maybe this is the Lord leading. So I can relate to some of those experiences where you're expecting one thing and God surprises you with something totally different.
Yeah. It's been, even though it's been rough, he's blanketed me with this peace. Mm. And I can't really explain the supernatural peace. It's just like normally I would be so just anxious and just like, everything will be, it's like crazy town. But he's been just like giving me this peace and this calmness that is inexplicable. And so I know this plan, even though it's a crazy, crazy, crazy plan, but I know it's God's plan and that's, it's for me. So
do you feel like you've done anything to like step into that peace, or do you feel like it's just God is just giving it to you?
That first step, that first step of asking my brother, that was the first step. That was the initial step that me taking that step of faith. And then he's taking care of the rest. It's not like I'm not doing anything, but he's definitely taking care of the rest.
That's such a neat story, Chie. And we just wanted to bless you today as you came on the podcast and kind of give you a little bit of a chance to share your story. And, you know, on my run this morning, I felt like the Lord prompted me to share a little bit with you about this new season. Because, you know, you'd shared with me that Easter is a very significant holiday for you. And you're actually going to be, that's your first time in Hawaii, is the Easter weekend. And so this morning I felt like the Lord was sharing with me that, you know, Easter is very significant in the life of a Christian because it's, you know, it signifies new life and a new season. And that's what he's leading you into. And then as we were prepping for this episode, you had shared that, you know, Easter was your Catalyst holiday too, or Catalyst anniversary. Mm-hmm. And that was the first time that you came to Catalyst. So it seems like God is really moving in this Easter season to highlight to you new seasons and new seasons in your life. And he's going to bring you into something really significant, right? Because I feel like Catalyst has been a significant season in your life. And now that you're launching into this next season in Hawaii, that he's going to be moving in you in a new and a great way, in a similar sense of like the magnitude of what the Catalyst season was like. So we wanted, I felt like the Lord wanted me to pray for you. So if you're listening, join me as we pray for Chie and launch her into this new season as she goes to Hawaii. So God, we just thank you for Chie and for her faithfulness to you and her faithfulness to our church. We've just all been blessed by her and her heart for, you know, for me personally, I really have sensed her heart for my kids, and my kids just really love her. So God, we just thank you for Chie's heart for people and for her wanting to see people flourish. And God, she's being an example of what flourishing looks like. God, is people who are seeking after you, people who are willing to take steps to follow where you want to go and be in alignment with you. And so God, I just want to honor her and honor this decision. And God, it's, we just want to bless her. And so the picture that I got this morning as I was running was a picture of Palm Sunday, which is going to be her last service with us at Catalyst. And the picture was, you know, back when you were on earth and you were entering the city and everyone was waving the palm fronds, and it was this triumphal entry into the city. And really in that sense, God, that we want to launch Chie into this new season, and that the picture of the palm fronds was really the blessing her and launching her into this new season. So God, we really want to bless her and we want to launch her into what you have for her in Hawaii. We just pray that she'll be able to make an impact wherever she goes over there. And we know that you have a plan for her even when we don't. We don't know what's going to happen. So God, we just want to bless her and we pray that she'll experience more and more of you, and that she'll know that we're always with her, and that we'll know that she's always with us in you. So God, we just thank you for Chie. Thank you for her heart. Thank you for this journey that she's been on. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, David. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. So Chie, do you have anything that you want to leave our listeners with as we close?
Just, you know, even though you might be in a comfortable season, to take, the Lord is leading you to take that first step. He's holding on to you. Even if it might be something scary or unplanned, or maybe you think it's a wrong choice, he'll take care of you.
That's an awesome way to close our show. So thanks again, Chie, for your time. Thanks for your service at our church. Thanks for just being a part of our church family. And we're excited to hear the stories of what God's doing in Hawaii.
Yeah, can't wait, Damon. Thank you so much.
So check us out on the next episode of Engage to Flourish. Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.